Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. We bless your name. Can you have your seat in God's presence? And let's take this song from the beginning.
I love you, my own, for your mercy's never end. No, all my days, I am held in your hand. From the moment that I wake, the moment that I wake, until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love you, Lord,
for your mercy's love.
For your mercy's never failed me.
Oh, Lord,
oh, my day,
I am blessed.
I am held in your hand.
From the moment that I wake,
from the moment that I wait,
till I lay my hand,
till I lay my hand,
hey,
I will see all the goodness of God.
We thank you. We bless your name. We bless you. We hallow your name. We thank you. I ask the choir to leave because most of the church practices sometimes affect us in worship. Most of the time when choir is in front, you watch, but you did not come to church to watch. You came to church to sing to God. The lyrics are there. People will still close their mouth because there is where is the musician reigning now? I don't even know again. It looks as if King Daniel is on the stage. And you know, when you go out also, it's a stage. This is stage also. So we don't think again. We don't do anything again. We just come to church to watch. I don't understand. I want us to sing that song from the beginning, from the bottom of our heart. We did not come to church to watch fire. We came to worship God. And it's time to sing to Him. We are just watching.
I love you, Lord.
Bring it down. Choir is also used to doing everything for everybody. Calm down. Switch off this mic. I want to hear your voice. God wants to hear your voice. You know, if you are here many times and you see what's happening, you get afraid for the church. We come to church, we can't sing, we can't. Even while saying it again, the voice must go up. For choir, their voice must be over everybody, or else they are not doing anything. But that's not how church is supposed to be. We are supposed to worship God together. For your information, we did not come to church to watch, to see you sing. We came to church for you to lead the people to sing. But that's if you are ready to be led to sing. Are you here? Is the song too technical? Praising the Lord always. That's simpler. Praising the Lord. Oh, praising the Lord with all my heart. Praising the Lord with all my heart. Praising the Lord always.
Hallelujah to Allah God, many potent goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah for the Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. Lift your two hands to Him. Say, I thank you for 5 months of your grace, of your mercy that I enjoy. Can you give Him praise? Magnify Him, bless His name, adore Him, exalt Him, exalt Him, exalt Him, exalt Him, exalt Him, exalt Him. We thank you. We glorify your name. We magnify you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everything you have done in my life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything. Thank you, Lord. Appreciating the last Sunday in the month of May, and I return and I give you praise. I return and I give you worship. I return and I give you praise. For all you have done.
Hallelujah.
praise, we give you all the honor. Thank you. 5 months almost over. May your mercy has kept us. We return today with our hands lifted up to you. And we say, take all the glory. Take all the honor. You deserve it. Thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Have your seat in God's presence. Listen to me this morning attentively. The Christianity that costs you nothing will deliver nothing to you. The faith that costs you nothing will deliver nothing to you. Come to Jesus, everything is free. Everything is free because somebody paid a price for it. Many of the things you desire, there are prices attached to them. The faith, the Christianity, the walk with God that costs you nothing will deliver nothing into your hands. And that is why this morning we don't want to look at kingdom investments that bring about supernatural increase for you. There are some investment in quotes that the Bible expects for us, and those things activate increase, activate most of the things we desire from God. You need to know this kingdom investment and invest in it and see what will happen. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Number one, kingdom investment. Quickly. And I want the whole church to read together. 18 to 20. Is it there? One, two, go, let's go. And Jesus, you know, we don't speak again. We speak. So give me the one that I have that is not speaking. Okay, maybe we should speak this morning. Yeah, let's go and speak. Yeah. One, two, speak. Okay, and Jesus drew near and said to them, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go then to all people everywhere and make them my disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And let's go and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always until the end of the time. If you look at Mark 16, 15, something that looks like that was written there again. If you read John, the book of John 20, let's read 21 to 23. I've shared this before. When I was in Kano, I went to Ogbomosho one day. And while I was moving from Ogbomosho back to Kano, I can't remember whether I was driving or I was in a public transport. I was going and I got to a place called Bodesaju. When I got there, there was a long hold up. So we're stuck in the hold up. So I came out from the car and I walked down. When I walked down, I got to people gathered everywhere. And I asked what was happening. And they told me a Fulani man just killed somebody in the market. Why would somebody kill somebody in the market? And according to the story, the man's father had a problem with another man. While the man's father was about to die, he told the man, he called his son and told him, this man did this to me. This man did this to me. Don't let him go to the grave in peace. So the man has been looking for that man. And unfortunately for the man, he saw him in the market on a Sunday afternoon. He just removed his distance and butchered him and stood beside the corpse. Now, I know you like stories, so listen. Do you know?
Why did he go to the extent to doing that?
It was the last wish of his father.
Do you know, as Africans, even if the Bible says you go west, and your father is about to die, or your mother, and he told you to go east, do you know what everybody will be saying? That was the last thing my father told me. That was the last thing. Even if the Bible says otherwise, you will not. That is why some of you are seeing some dead people appearing to you in the dream. They are giving you instructions. Say, my father came last night. My mother came last night to instruct me. I'm not talking about that angle today. What I'm interested in is the fact that this Fulani man could go to the large extent to kill a person because of the last will and testament of his father. Now, the last will and testament of Jesus Christ is go into the world and make disciples of all nations. There are people in church that are living their life by the last thing their mother told them. Your mother that died and disappeared. Your mother that died and will not come again. Your father that died that his name is no longer remembered. But Jesus, the King of Kings, gave you a testament and a will. And one of it is that go into the world and make disciples of all nations. When last did you talk to anybody about Christ? Okay, I'm shy. When last did you invite somebody to church? If we get to heaven and they say, queue up and hold the person you brought into the kingdom, what will be your testimony? Many of us, our lives are at a standstill because what touches the heart of God is not touching your heart. And one of the greatest prayers you can pray is, Lord, let me be moved by what moves you. Let me be touched by what touches you. Let me be broken by what breaks you. We are busy running after things that don't matter. Things that does not matter. And the things that matter to God, we don't have it. Listen to me. If what matters to me, you are not doing it for me. You know about it. You are not doing it for me. And every day of your life, you are disturbing me. Do this for me. Do this for me. Do this for me. Do this for me. And what matters to me is in your hands to do. And you don't do them for me. What do you think happens? You have prayed personal prayers enough. It's time for kingdom investment that speaks for a man even when he's not praying. It's time to move into the realm where before you ask for anything, God does it for you. And the first kingdom investment that God wants us to have to make for him is to bring souls into the kingdom. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Quickly. Daniel 12, verse 3. And those who are wise, maybe we should not start from them. Let's take Proverbs 11:30. Then we now come to Daniel 12, verse 3, and I move on. Let's all read together. 1, 2, go. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And whoever captures souls is what? Give me King James or New King James. I want a word. He that winneth. Okay, let's read the B part. And he that, speak, let me hear you. Speak, let me hear you. And he that winneth souls is wise. Daniel 12 verse 3. Investment into the kingdom is done by wise people. And let's look at it. Remember, he that wins souls is wise. And now let's read about the wise. Continue. Daniel 12, 3. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the star above. And those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever. Oh Lord, I want to shine. Make me famous. Let people recognize me. It is the wise that shine in the kingdom. And it is there that turn many to righteousness that shine. Your business will shine if you are wise. He that wins soul is the one. So definition for a wise man today is the one that wins souls. And that is the first kingdom investment you must make. If you understand that, say, I hear you, sir.
If you understand, say, I understand. That is one. Number two. Kingdom investment that we should make is prayer. And you know what I've discovered? Africans are the most self-centered praying people in the world. Including me. Including your church. Africans are one of the most self-centered praying people in the world. Can you go and check your prayer point of the last 1 year? See, you will discover for some people here, 100% was for themselves. 100% was not outside their family. If you check for some people here, the people that have tried well, maybe their own is 80% for themselves. Almost all our prayer points is for me, myself, and I. Shine, move forward, and not stagnancy, and different kind of things. And God is tired of our self-centered prayers. It's time to move from petition. It's time to move into intercession. Sir, can I ask you a question? What is Jesus doing now? He's doing what? Listen to me attentively. Intercession is the highest call. Intercession is a high calling. Intercession is joining Jesus in his present ministry. Jesus has died already. He has resurrected already. That is not the news in heaven. The news in heaven is that he ever seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for his people. Hebrews 7 verse 25. Church, it's time to join Jesus in his present day ministry, interceding for others. We pray, but our prayers are selfish. No wonder it is yielding nothing. Consequently, talking about Jesus, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. Let's agree together. Since what? He always does what? Leaves to make intercession for them. He is not praying for himself. He's praying for you. Stop spending all your time praying for yourself. Start investing and praying for others. If I ask you, what is intercession time in our church? Yeah. What's the time of intercession in our church? Huh? Wednesday. Tuesday, 6 p.m. Next question. Have you ever been there before? Intercession is not a calling for a set of people. It is a call for everybody in church. Let me interpret. On the day of judgment, the things we think matters does not matter. You have never found your way to pray on Tuesday at the intercessory group. I don't even have a problem with that if you don't find your way to pray. I have a problem with you never ever praying for anybody before in your life apart from your family members. You are too self-centered to break you as a Christian. Who have you shown prayer unto? So Jesus' present ministry is intercession. Let's look at Romans 3:34. And I run. Romans 8:34. Let's read together. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. I don't want to be tempted to stand here, to stay here. Don't let anybody condemn you. If he did not die for you, he cannot condemn you. Look at it. He said, who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, he was the one who was raised. Who is at the, let's read together, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is doing what? Is interceding. Come and take your place. Jesus, I want to be where you are. I will put you in front. You think you want to put in front and be, this your hair. This your girl is beautiful. That's why you want to be doing Jesus. It is be within, interceding where he is. Ezekiel 22, verse 30. Ezekiel 22, Am I at the right place? Verse 30. Now, 30 and 31, and you will see what the problem is in our lives and in our country. One of the problems. Let's reach God. And I want, if you are not speaking. Okay, let's continue. Once you go, I fought for a man among them who should do what? Who should build up the wall and stand in the breach before me for the, you know what the breach is? It's a broken, a gap. Okay. That I should, let's start again. And I sought for a man among them who should build up the wall and stand in the breach before me for the land that I should not destroy, but I find none. 31. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. I have returned their way upon their heads, declares the Lord. The Lord brings judgment when there is no intercessor. Listen, what happened to your sister in that family? That became terrible news. Huh? Why did this happen? It was because you did not pray. He showed you signs. You did nothing. Your mother died before her time because God woke you up one day and asked you to pray. You started snoring. When we don't intercede, calamity prevails. Intercession is a duty of every child of God. Listen, we pray. We pray. And we pray. But we are only praying for ourselves. Sir, ma, when last did you pray for the church? Even the prayer chain of a church. We need to send you tests. We need to call you. Even after calling in the evening. Calling in the evening that you are praying tomorrow. We call around 12. Have you been able to pray? Ah, thank you. You call me again. No, I have forgotten. Ah. You forgot the things of God? You forgot what Christ is doing now. You forgot to join Christ in his ministry now. And you are coming, oh Lord, remember me, oh Lord. And you are crying. May you not be forgotten. But please don't forget the things of God. Intercession is a heartbeat of God for now. Number one, soul winning. Number two, supplication or intercession. That is God's desire. It is an investment that will pay you forever. Listen to me. When you sow prayer into people's lives, the day you need prayer, whether you are weak or not, God will raise people to pray for you. I'm telling you, God will raise people to pray for you. If you have sown prayer and pray and pray, even when your children are weak, even after you have gone, there will be somebody raising help for your children. But when all your prayer is me, myself, and I, my business, and my this, my children, my that, my dad, and you are not praying kingdom prayers, you will be almost be nothing. In fact, you know, many times we just say, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. And after that, we pray personal prayers, not kingdom prayers. Think about it. Did you understand what I'm saying? Hey, the Bible says from the time of John the Baptist up to now, the kingdom of God, so forever, the violence, so we should pray, we should pray. And the prayer points, I say, my father, any power from my father's house, is that the kingdom? The kingdom suffered violence, that we don't pray for the kingdom. What a bunch of self-centered Christians. So we now come and say, Pastor, I have a question. Why is it that in the book of Acts, miracles were happening everywhere, but nowadays nothing is happening? Ask yourself, when last did you intercede for the church? When last did you pray for a miracle in the church? What is your expectation is you are coming in? Do you listen to our testimonies now? I bought a car. God bless you. And we want that to happen. I just finished my house. We want that to happen. But when I was growing up, our testimonies are about winning souls. We cry when we break God's heart. We come to the front and say, I did not, what I was asked not to do, I did it. Just please pray for me, pray for me. And everybody is weeping. And they surround, they put hands on you. They pray for you. They pray you out of it. If you come today and say, I want to go for mission, please pray for me. People just look at you. You might not get anything to do. Self-centered. That is why we are still stagnant. It's time. I'm not saying it's time to pray. You are praying. It's time to intercede. Pray for souls. Pray for the kingdom. Pray that the gospel will move in the country. Pray that God will have his way. Pray that the light will shine in darkness and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Pray kingdom come prayers. Ask God to build his kingdom. Ask God to advance his kingdom. Ask God to enlarge his kingdom. Ask God to bring increase. Pray for outreaches. Pray for evangelism. Pray for everything in the church. Some just come. No evangelism. No prayer. Nothing. You have sown nothing. Then you want to reap abundance. It is like somebody going to somebody's farm and say, I claim this farm. They are Christians claiming what does not belong to them. Because they have sown nothing. I ask that the Lord, by his mercy, will touch your heart to do what he's instructing you to do today. In the name of Jesus. So number one, sowing S. Number two S, supplication. Number three S, service. Matthew, the third investment. Matthew chapter 9, 36 to 38. Quickly. Matthew. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like a sheep without a shepherd. Look at that. So he saw people looking harassed, looking helpless, looking as if they have no help. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is, let's read together, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, do what? Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his. The harvest is plenteous. The laborers are few. That word few can also be translated weak. So, double jeopardy. The laborers are few. The laborers are weak. The laborers are distracted. God is not asking for leaders. He's asking for laborers. He's asking for laboring leaders. He's not asking for titled men. He's asking for men that work in the kingdom. He's asking you to serve. Then number one, number three investment for supernatural increase is your service. The laborers are few. Sir, what do you do in the kingdom? Let me not even talk about church. What do you do in this church? Because the kingdom is not a particular church. The kingdom is more than a church. There are people that don't serve in church because they are serving in other Christian organizations outside. They are serving, volunteering NGOs and doing different things. That is still service to God. Now, my question to you is, where are you serving God? Where? 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 Where, sir? Where, ma? You just walk into church, sit down, go. Even read Bible, you can't read. Sing, you will not sing. You have turned church to night of 1,000 lads. After all, when you come in night of 1,000, you buy tickets, you pay money before coming. Church, middle of a service, you put something in the offering basket. So you think you have paid for the service you came for. So you came for night of 1,000 lads or money of 1,000 lads. So you have paid. So what do? You sit down. You do nothing. No service. Nothing. There is nothing written to your account in heaven. Soul winning, zero. Intercession, zero. Service, zero. Why then do you call yourself a Christian? Joshua 24:15. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods, your father, serve in the region beyond the rivers.
Whether the God yourself, your father, served in the west where you came from, in the east where you came from, in the north where you came from. Because we still know some of you still go for Christmas to go to shrines. Choose who you are going to serve. Most of all those cultural displays during Christmas, we understand it. Many are renewal of covenant, we know. So I must not miss Christmas. That is when I meet everybody. Are you sure it's everybody? Is it the gods you serve beyond the river? Beyond River Niger, River Ethiopia. Beyond the Cross River. Which other river? River Kaduna? River Benue? Tell me the river in your village. Even though it's a stream that dries up every dry season. Or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are. Or the gods of Abuja. You know the gods of Abuja? Money. Pleasure. Entertainment. That is the gods of Abuja. Where you are. Whom do you serve? But as for me and my house, we will do what? We will serve the Lord. People come to church and they say it every time. They go home. Their family does nothing. They have no record in heaven. They have no record on earth. They have no record on in any church of their service. None at all. I've had many people call me and say, Pastor, I am a member of your church. You might not know me. Say, how long have you been in church? I've been coming to your church for 8 years. You have been coming to this church for 8 years and I don't know you. That's a lie. Okay, who do you know in the church? Big Daddy. Okay. Where do you serve in church? Sunday. Is this Sunday? They will be asking me, is this Sunday school? I say, what you need? The church has said nobody should come directly to the pastor. Go through your service area. Go to your house fellowship there. Go to your this and talk to them. And then they call me back again. Pastor, I need that reference. Me. I've tough referencing people I don't know. If I must reference you, a church leader must bring you and say he knows you. I don't do guarantor for anybody anymore. If I must do guarantor for you, I must know you for nothing less than 3 years. Because the rate at which I receive calls from EFCC now about guarantors and all those things, so that one Sunday you will not come and they say, Pastor is at EFCC. You know what? You will still need the church one day. If they don't know you, nobody will come through for you. The Yoruba proverb is coming to my mind, but I don't want to speak Yoruba this morning. You did not sow anywhere, but you want to reap there. You are a thief. You did not sow into the kingdom of God by your service, but you need a reward from it. You are a rogue. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Can I hear you say that? As for me and my house, do you mean that? Are you sure of that? Are you sure of that? Are you sure of that? Therefore, listen to me. Last year, you said you were going to register and serve somewhere. Last year, you said January. This is May already. If you don't do it now, you will never do it. Do something about it now. You know, see, I have come to understand that a poor, proud person is the most difficult person to manage. Your status cannot stop you from serving God. Remember, Daniel was prime minister. He prayed 3 times in a day. Joseph of Arimathea was a rich man. He served God. Job was a businessman. He served God. Nehemiah was a governor. He served God. Mordecai was a priest at the gate. He served God. Lydia was a businesswoman. She served God. Erastus was the commissioner for finance. She served God. Moses was 120 years When he died serving God. Anna was serving God at age 84. How old are you, man? No record of any service about you anywhere. Who do you think you are? It's time to serve God. So number one, soul winning. Number two, supplications. Number three, service. Number four, let me end with that. So in Luke 6:38. Luke 6:38. If I have my way, I will not talk about this, but God has been dealing with me in things like this. Because when it comes to talking about money, I don't want to mention it. So that you will not think we are here because of money. But if we don't tell you that, a greater percentage of Jesus' parables were about money, and many issues you have about money problem. So if you won't talk now and say, Pastor is hungry, they won't take our money. And as they tie. Somebody has never read the Bible before. He went and saw an OAP online, saying his own Ashipe movement or whatever, speaking against giving. You have never read your Bible before. You just started following. That's what they do. Your name, Slim Kakuka for Facebook or whatever. You insult everybody in the church online. Then you come on Sunday, you go, Pastor, I'm going for interview. Pray for me. You have insulted the church. You have joined unbelievers to say anything against your father's house. Why did you go to that person to pray for you? Say you not come. They cover their head. They have another person's picture on their TikTok, on their Instagram, where they abuse everybody. But on Sunday, they cover their head, they come. The holiest people on earth. Who do you think you are deceiving? All of you submit your social media handles. Let's check you up. What do you think we are going to find? But please, let's stay here. Can we reach God? Luke 6:38. Once you go, give. It will give it to you. Good measure, press down, shake it together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Do you know what I've discovered? There are many people in church, they are popular. They are visible. But you know what? If you check their soul winning record, they are not there. Intercession, they are not there. Service, they are not there. Giving, they are not there. But they are visible. And many people are pitying them. This young man, we need to do something for him. Don't do anything for him. He is reaping what he has sown. He's reaping what he has sown. No record anywhere. He is just a taker. She is just a taker. She is visible. But she is doing nothing. Have you not met people everywhere? They are everywhere. Everywhere. But you will see them that, where do you serve in this church? They don't know. Sometimes when I preach message like this, I regret. Let me not use regret. I wish we could ask you to record their giving. Do you know, sir, ma'am? I've been head of fellowships. And I understand that the people that give you, ask you the greatest question about money, they don't give any money. But they want you to give an account of the money given by others that they never gave about. Give. It shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press down. Shaking together. I remember those days when we used to go and buy Gary. There's a way, I don't know. There's a way you put the plate. You use your hand also to do part, to carry it, to pour. Anybody has done that before? After you look at it well, you look at the bottom. If they have not hit it, then you pour, you shake, you pour. Then you put your hand. That's the description of it. It's a blessing you can never recover from. Listen to me. In the kingdom, it is givers that have. Why? The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. Can I end with this couple of times? Proverbs 3:9-10. Proverbs 3:9-10. I want the whole church to read together. Can I hear at the top of your voice? Let's go. One, two, go. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruit of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with what? With plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Give me New King James. 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 Sir, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. This message is for you, not for God, not for me. You did not give. You did not serve. You did not intercede. You did not come so winning. The church is still moving forward. Whether you do it or not, the church will move forward. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell, including you, cannot stop it. So what we are doing is they are looking for cheap labor. They are looking for, now see where they go use them. They're not looking for you. We are looking for the fruit for your gain. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Can we read this again? Let go. Let me go. Read. And your barns with wine. The devil is a liar. I will remember where it is. Philippians 4. Let me show you something. 15 to 20. Let me drop this so that we will not move beyond that. See, what we are telling you is that we want you to bear fruit. It has nothing to do with us. If you will not praise him, he will raise stones. You did not do it. The church is going forward. You say you will not give, the church is going forward. You say you will not serve, the church is going forward. You have been here for 15 years. All that. You have been here before the church. But the church is still moving. You did nothing. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving. Did you see the thing? He did not say giving. Concerning giving, he said, giving and receiving, because all of the people that gave, they received. But you alone, only you alone. Quickly, sir. Oh my God. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessity. 17. Look at 17 is all what I'm talking about. Read 17, let me hear you. Read 17. Oh, my message today about kingdom investment is not because I desire your gifts. It is not your gift. It is for your fruit that will be to your own account, not my account. What I do will be to my account. What you do will be to your account. You can't be in this church for long. Everybody is moving forward, prospering. You are at the same level. We are showing you the secret that is moving people to the next level. Not because we desire a gift. We don't need it. Anything you give to this church, you don't give it to me. You give to God. But you are choosing me as a pastor to lead the team to administer it. What you give to God, you will give account. How I administer what you give to God, I will give account of it. We want your fruit to your own account. Not what? Read it again. Read them here. Not that the pastor is seeking a gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to whose account? To whose account? Father, I ask that the Lord will release grace for you to be obedient to this word. What are you going to do about this? Talk to him. Just 1 minute. Talk to me. What are you going to do about this? You held something like this last year. You did nothing at last. Will this year go like the last year also? Talk to him. You must take a decision. You must make a decision. Even if it's Tuesday, you come to church by 6 to 7, only to intercede. You have done something. Your name is on the prayer chest. Do something. After this service, go under the canopy. Ask them, you want to join the prayer chest 1 hour per week or 1 hour in a month. Make your choice and do it. That is what your destiny has been waiting for. Stop looking at that your friend seated near you before you take your decision. Talk to the Lord. Make your decision. Lord, we thank you, we glorify your name. I ask for grace upon your house to do according to your instructions. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 5 months of grace, 5 months of mercy, 5 months of your help. As the month is going to an end, every outstanding, let them be released unto your people. In the name of Jesus, every expectation, there are 3 more days in this month, let the expectation come to pass. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you now. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.